Advent greetings. Deacon Chris here. We join in the Christian tradition of setting time aside to prepare for the birth of Jesus with devotions. I have my devotion book here, Heaven and Nature Sing. You're able to pick these up at the church and use them during your Advent journey. Our guide this Advent is from the Gospel of Luke. The story of Jesus' birth in the Gospel of Luke is filled with song, following encounters with cousin Elizabeth and Zechariah, Jesus' mother Mary, and the prophets Simeon and Anna, even an angel choir. Week one of Advent, we begin with Luke 1, 1 through 4. Here are a few verses for you. Since many have undertaken to set down an orderly account of the events that have been fulfilled among us, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the truth concerning the things about which you have been instructed. Wow, Luke begins with an affirmation that the events handed down are promises fulfilled by God from ancient scriptures so that Theophilus, a friend of the writer Luke, may know the truth. What a way to start Advent, a declaration of promise and truth from one friend to another. We should do this in our own lives, yes? So how do we know what is true? The coming of the Messiah, the Son of God, unfolds in this way. Well, one test for truth might be to consider the source. After all, Luke and Theophilus are friends of some sort, and we tend to trust what our friends tell us. But even this kind of wisdom might not be a good test for the source of truth, the banter between friends. How about the root of truth being found in another question? Oh, it's so good to use our holy imagination in asking good questions. What is life giving? God's truth, the real truth, is rooted in a desire for the redemption and new life of all people and for all creation. This deep truth never calls for violence or oppression, never takes sides, and never rebukes harm of any kind. It seeks restoration, wholeness, and unity. If the gospel writer Luke, in the Bible, I encourage you to crack it open, sets out to record the truths of events of Jesus' life, then in these pages, we can expect to find a story of life-giving transformation that includes all people everywhere. Because Luke is also the book of song, let us hear from verse 2 of Awake, Awake, and Greet the New Morn, one of our Advent hymns. To us, to all in sorrow and fear, Emmanuel comes a singing. His humble song is quiet and near, yet fills the earth with its ringing. Music to heal the broken soul, hymns of loving kindness, the thunder of his anthem's roll to shatter all hatred and blindness. During these days of Advent leading up to Christmas, may the good news of Jesus' birth fill our lives and our world with joy and peace and song.